This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين أما بعد. In the beginning of Surah Al Imran, verses 14 to 15, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, زُيِّنَ لِلنَّاسِ حُبُّ الشَّهَوَاتِ مِنَ النِّسَاءِ وَالْبَنِينَ وَالْقَنَاطِيرِ الْمُقَنْطَرَةِ مِنَ الذَّهَبِ وَالْفِضَّةِ وَالْخَيْلِ الْمُسَوَّمَةِ وَالْأَنْعَامِ وَالْحَرْثِ ذَلِكَ مَتَاعُ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَاللَّهُ عِنْدَهُ حُسْنُ الْمَآبِ. It has been made pleasing to men. زُيِّنَ لِلنَّاسِ. It has been made beautified to men. The love of passion, the love of desire. So something has been made beautified to men. What is that thing? The love of passion, حُبُّ الشَّهَوَات. Of what things? Seven things. Number one, النِّسَاء, women. Number two, البنين, children. Number three, قَنَاطِيرُ مُقَنْطَرَةِ مِنَ الذَّهَبِ وَالْفِضَّةِ. Hordes of gold and silver, 4 and 5, or 3 and 4, gold and silver. قَنَاطِيرُ مُقَنْطَرَةِ مِنَ الذَّهَبِ وَالْفِضَّةِ. Number five, الْخَيْلَ الْمُسَوَّمَةِ. Horses that are well-bred and beautiful and trained. مُسَوَّمَة here means beautiful and well-bred. So خَيْلَ الْمُسَوَّمَةِ, horses that are well-bred and well-trained. They look good and they ride good. خَيْلَ الْمُسَوَّمَةِ. وَالْأَنْعَامِ, number six, cattle, all types of cattle, sheep and goats and camels. And number seven, وَالْحَرْثِ, agriculture and land. These seven things, Allah says, they have been made alluring to men. But the verse is so powerful, Allah didn't say these seven things are beautiful to men. Rather, what Allah said, زُيِّنَ لِلنَّاسِ حُبُّ الشَّهَوَاتِ. It has been made to appear, these seven, the lust and the love of their passion. In other words, Allah is saying, you have this illusion, you have been made to feel, there is this presumption that you have, that loving and having passion for these seven things is what life is all about. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, these seven things, ذَلِكَ مَتَاعُ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. These are the temporary pleasures. مَتَاعُ means a temporary pleasure. ذَلِكَ مَتَاعُ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. These are the temporary pleasures of this world. وَاللَّهُ عِنْدَهُ حُسْنُ الْمَآبِ. And to Allah belongs the perfect finale or the perfect conclusion or the perfect end. Now the beginning of the verse, زُيِّنَ لِلنَّاسِ. It has been made to appear beautiful to men. Who has made it appear beautiful to men? Allah doesn't, it's a passive tense. It has been made to appear. زُيِّنَ لِلنَّاسِ. Who is the one making it beautiful? Some of our scholars says, it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and He has created mankind to love these seven things. And it is true, across all societies, across all civilizations, across all time frames, every single person has a desire for these things. Now obviously, the equivalents in our times are slightly modified. So for example, instead of al-khayl al-musawwama, instead of horses that are well-bred, we will substitute for cars of the top gear, right? Cars that are the best model. This is khayl al-musawwama. And instead of an'am, we will say 401k and investments. And instead of harth, we will say rental properties. But the point is, these same things are in our heart as well. So who is making it to appear beautiful to us? One group of scholars says it is Allah, and Allah has naturally created mankind to have a love of these things. Men have a desire for women, women have a desire for men. That men have a desire for money, for gold, for silver, all of these things, it is natural. Another group is saying, no, it is shaitan that is making these things appear beautiful for men. And a third category, and inshallah this is the correct opinion, Allah does not mention who it is because there is an element that is natural and permissible and good. And there is an element that is shaitanic and satanic. There is an element of these seven that is okay. It's halal. It's good. No problem. And that's why the verse does not inherently criticize having a love of passion for these things.
Notice, Allah says, Allah doesn't say that's haram. Allah doesn't say don't have a desire for this. Rather, Allah says, keep in mind, this is a temporary pleasure of this world. That's all He says. ذَلِكَ مَتَاعُ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. And is one of the most beautiful principles of our religion of Islam. Allah has never forbidden a good life. Allah does not say, don't live a healthy life, a good life. Allah has never forbidden any urge that we have. There is a way to satisfy this urge. However, every urge can also be satisfied in a haram manner as well. Every human urge can be satisfied in a permissible manner. And so if you satisfied in a permissible manner, alhamdulillah, you are good. But when you go beyond the permissible, that is where sin occurs. Therefore, when Allah says it has been made appear alluring to men, it has been made beautiful to men, so there's an element that is perfectly normal. If we did not have a desire for the opposite gender, we wouldn't get married, we wouldn't have children. If we didn't have a desire for money, we wouldn't work so hard. It's natural. Allah created this in us, or else life would cease to exist. We need to work. We need to have children. We want to love to have children. And Allah Azza wa Jal created these desires in us to sustain life. So there's nothing haram, there's nothing wrong about loving the opposite gender as long as you love your wife, as long as it is halal. When it goes beyond this and you commit a haram, that's when haram occurs. There's nothing wrong with loving your children. In fact, our Prophet says, and we know he was playful with Hassan and Hussein, he would pick them up and kiss them. And one of the Bedouin said, do you kiss your children? And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, it's not my fault that you do not kiss your children. This means Allah has removed mercy from your heart. So yes, it's halal to have all of these seven, as long as we do it by halal means and we use it in halal. Nothing wrong with that. But the haram comes when we accrue it through haram and we use it for haram. And that is why Allah Azza wa Jal mentions, قُلْ أَوْنَبِّئُكُمْ بِخَيْرٍ مِّنْ ذَلِكُمْ. Shouldn't I remind you of something better than these seven? Those seven are not inherently evil. Allah did not say that these seven are khabith and I'm going to tell you the pure. Allah did not say those seven, avoid them. No, you cannot live without loving women and children and money and wealth and health. You need to love these things. It's permissible. Keep it in check. But even as you keep it in check, always remember there's a higher goal. قُلْ هَوْلْ أَنَبِّئُكُمْ بِخَيْرٍ مِّنْ ذَلِكُمْ. Shouldn't I tell you something better than this? What is that? لِلَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا. Those who are righteous. They shall have jannat in tajima tahti al-anhar wa azwajun mutahhara wa ridwanun min Allah. And that is the best success. That is what is permanent. Jannat tajima tahti al-anhar. In those jannat, all of these seven and more will be available to you. But the difference is, over there they shall be permanent. Over here they are temporary. Over there shall be no negative associated with those seven. And in this world, each one of those seven blessings will also be a hidden curse. Each one of them will also give you suffering even as you benefit from him. Every pleasure in this dunya, other than a religious pleasure, has some negative as well. Your children will be a source of comfort, but they will also be a source of pain. We all know marriage is ups and downs. The goal is more ups than downs, but that is the reality. Right? The very thing that you get comfort from, your money, will give you enjoyment, but there will be nights you will be worried to death about your money. This is the reality of this world. ذَلِكَ مَتَاعُ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. These are temporary pleasures. مَتَاعُ means it's temporary enjoyment. So there's two meanings or two connotations of مَتَاعُ. Number one, you enjoy it, you like it. But number two, it's not forever. It is a temporary thing. And Allah emphasizes, in this world, حياة الدنيا, وَاللَّهُ عِنْدَهُ حُسْنُ الْمَآبِ. And also the Qur'an is full of these seven blessings in many different verses. Allah says in the Qur'an, الْمَالُ وَالْبَنُونَ زِينَةُ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. Money and family. Banoon here doesn't just mean children, family. Money and family are what make life beautiful. That's zina. Money and family are the beautification of this world. Al-malu wal-banuna zinatul hayatu dunya. But wal-baqiyatu salihatu khayrun inda rabbika thawaba. The good deeds that last forever will bring a better reward with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is temporary. So alhamdulillah, brothers and sisters, the urge that we have, all of these seven blessings that Allah has said, they are in and of themselves permissible. They are not satanic. They are from Allah. Allah created us to have a pleasure for these seven things. But shaitan comes, takes that natural pleasure, and then entices us to satisfy it in an unnatural manner. We should all love money because we need to work. We need to take care of our children. But when that love causes us to earn haram money or to spend in a haram manner, then we have gone beyond the bounds. We should all love our children, but that love of our children should keep us within the sharia. When love for our children causes us to do haram things for them, then that is satanic. And alhamdulillah, this is the beauty of the religion. Every urge is from Allah. It can be satisfied in a halal manner. Shaitan comes and he tries to twist it, corrupt it, make it evil, and then ask you to do it in a haram manner. That is when it becomes sinful. Even the halal manner though, Allah says, don't forget, there's something more important, and that is the husnul ma'ab, the permanent ending back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah bless us with righteous spouses and beautiful children and healthy wealth. May Allah bless us in this world with every sweet blessing, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to use those blessings to come closer to Him so that we attain the husnul ma'ab, the perfect end back to Him. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.